You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Shannon is our producer of the show. She's dating this guy, Ronaldo. Sexy Ronaldo.
Ronnie Aldo.
So tall.
That's what I call him. Mm-hmm. He's so tall.
He's so tall.
I was going through his Instagram yesterday. A lot of selfies, Dom.
You were doing a lot of stalking of him yesterday.
A lot of selfies.
You just checking to make sure that she's okay?
Yeah.
We have that in common. We're both a little narcissistic.
Yeah.
We got that going for us.
All right, good. Yeah, I believe Jeremy said out of 20 pictures, like 17 of them were selfies.
19, well. I think. Of
19 out of 20.
Yeah. And the other one was like his shoes.
But anyway, so you guys are going to a party this weekend.
We are going to his good friend's surprise birthday party. I've never been to a surprise party before.
Well,
I've been party to a few surprise parties before.
You have to hide, and then you have to jump out and scream surprise.
Surprise, yeah.
So maybe practice at tonight. Get in a closet or something, and when your mom comes in.
Oh, my God.
Jeremy is so against surprise
parties. I feel bad that I'm making fun of your little party that you're going to, but I hate them. I think they're just the goofiest thing. I had one thrown for me. I want to say it was 21, 22, right around there. I came home. My dad took me somewhere, and I came home, and boom, I walk in, and there's like 10 of my buddies. Ah, surprise! I think
just
one
10?
Like punched me in the stomach.
Only 10?
Only 10. And it was just like, oh, you know what?
You didn't have that many friends.
You get scared. Shut up.
You just still doesn't
no
have
wonder
that many
you
friends.
It was
just my mom.
She
jumped out of the pantry. The cake.
Surprise.
But you just feel like an idiot, and you make the idiot face, and you kind of fell to the ground, and I wasn't wearing what I wanted to wear at the time.
That's what I was thinking about. I like to know if I'm going to have a party.
Yeah, because I want to look good. I want to be at my best for a party for me. You know, and I was in like jeans and a t-shirt, and it just...
used to work with someone who went on this long rant about it and said that they hate surprises of any kind, not just surprise parties, but any kind of surprise. And I thought, what kind of life is that where you say you hate all surprises?
It's just a life of being prepared and knowing what's coming.
How do you have to be prepared for everything?
Like I just said, you got to be in your best. Your hair has to look good. There's going to be photos for a surprise party. Surprises are the worst, man.
I guess there's something at this party, though, that is really igniting some passion in Shannon, and that is the guest list.
His ex-fiance.
Ronaldo.
Ronaldo's ex-fiance is probably going to be in attendance.
How long was he engaged?
They kept mutual friends. I don't know how long the engagement was. I know the relationship as a total was about 3 years. I'm not sure how long the engagement
itself
was.
Why did they call off the wedding?
He took too many selfies.
You never paid attention to me.
They sent out engagement photos, and it was just him. Guess who's getting married?
Just him and his dog. Infidelity. Yes, on her end, not on his.
Says he.
I would hope that he's being honest.
Ask her about it when you see her.
Yeah, I should.
So what happened?
So tell me more.
Are you worried about this? Are you...
I'm very weirdly uncomfortable with it. I don't know. I'm like stressing out about what I should wear. I want to look better than her, which is such a girly thing for me to say.
Have you done your reconnaissance? Do you know what she looks like?
I've done my best. I have found one picture.
You stalked too.
You did a little stalking?
3 years ago. It's kind of blurry.
We're going to want to see it. During the break, we're going to want to see it.
You can report back.
What do you think? Did he move up? With you?
Same par. I'm going to go same par. We're about the same level.
Really?
I think so.
Got to show us the picture now.
All right.
Yeah, we'll make it. We'll let you know.
God, are you guys going to be like, well, she's
way prettier than you.
No. Here's how you know. If you are way prettier than her, we will tell you. If it's the other way around, we will not talk.
I show you the picture and
they'll just leave the room.
We'll just hand your phone back and say, all right, Mindbender's coming up.
Can you send me a screenshot of that?
Isn't it interesting when you meet an ex or an ex-fiance of somebody, and you're immediately going through that whole process in your brain of comparing, and what do they see in that person? What do they see in me? I told you what it feels like that time that a very significant relationship of mine, I met her very close ex-boyfriend, and I'm sorry, he was...
Better?
No.
Not good looking?
Like...
really bad?
I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but I mean...
But you're Dom Testa.
I looked in the mirror, I was like, wait a minute, what do we have in common? What? What was she doing with him? And then yet, she looks at me and is like, ooh, he's just really...
Well, she was moving up.
Yeah, right. She's moving on up.
She was settling with the last guy.
And you cannot pretend that you don't know what I'm talking about. You cannot possibly pretend that. Everybody has to have had that situation where somebody that they're in a relationship with, you see one of their exes and you're like, what? You're kidding me, of course.
I've always been better looking than...
Oh, for
and
God's
you like that.
God, this conversation may be over.
I know what she sees in me.
Oh.
Well, let's come back and talk about that. And people want to call in. The whole thing about meeting an ex.
Yeah.
And judging them. You got nothing to go on except, A, their looks, and B, just a few minutes of personality, you know.
I have to be better.
Yeah.
In both.
Yeah.
Give a bigger surprise than her, too, all right?
Yes.
Make sure you, like,
can we practice? Can you teach me?
She'll be like, surprise! And you'll be like, surprise!
Anyway, I see lines are ringing, so let's talk about that. When you meet your significant other's ex, and what that feeling is like. I see lines are ringing. So finally, during the break, Shannon showed us a picture of her.
We should go to calls.
Let's go to calls. Here's Jennifer. Good morning, Jennifer. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
You know what we're talking about, great. Jennifer. What do you want to say about this?
I was just telling when I met my husband's ex, she later went to him because they had to go through their divorce process and said, you must feel good having her on your arm.
Oh.
So you're way better, huh?
She thinks you're arm candy, huh? Well,
she's quite the homely, I would say.
Oh, no, Jennifer, that's not nice.
Like on a scale from 1 to 10, Jen, what was she?
Probably a 4.
Ooh, a 4.
What are you?
Yeah, what are you?
What are you?
Probably say an 8.
An 8?
You're twice as attractive.
Twice as good looking, huh?
Okay.
Yeah.
So well, you have no worries at all. Okay, well.
No.
This is my man now.
Listen, I'm glad you called. You go have a great weekend, okay?
Bye, Jen.
Thank you.
Jen the 8.
I will tell you this. Shannon's competition was not a 4.
Oh, poor Shannon. She's better.
Would you like to hear a Facebook message from Liesl that's the exact opposite?
Sure.
Please.
Liesl, she says... Dom and Jeremy, I finally met my fiance's ex-wife. She'd moved out of town and I'd never even seen a picture, but we were at a funeral together and she was drop-dead gorgeous. Mm. I mean, she was an 11. And Liesl writes, that's a worse situation than finding them unattractive because it has put so much pressure on me. We're getting married next spring, and all I can think about is how everyone is comparing me to her, and I certainly don't match up. So your conversation had me laughing. Thanks for the fun show. That's an interesting twist on
this.
It
is, but obviously she's got good attributes besides looks.
Oh, well, obviously she
Come
is.
On.
And I'm sure Liesl is selling herself. Liesl. Short.
Be a little hard on herself.
I know. You're gorgeous, Liesl. I know you are. So, I mean, we saw your Facebook picture. You're a pretty woman.
She needs to change your name.
But I guess that is true that if you run into your person's ex and they are stunning.
Yeah.
That's where I'm coming
then
from.
You become extremely self-conscious.
Oh, my God, crap.
Well, just wear something sexy. Put your pop boots on.
I don't
want to
look like I'm trying too hard.
I was going to say.
I can't try too hard.
And how much time are you going to spend talking to her?
Hopefully none.
Okay.